Oh, the firestorm began last Friday when I spoke to Julie Jaman, a 35-year patron of the Y Pool in Port Townsend. She's 80 years old. It went viral. It went national. Went international. Wanted to check in, see how she's doing. Julie Jaman joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, Julie, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you for calling me.
Yes, that's quite a firestorm that I guess we ignited last Friday.
Well, it turns out that I have stepped into maybe one of the most giant issues to come at us in the 21st century, at least domestically in our country.
Okay, so, and just in case people didn't hear our initial conversation, you're 80 years old, you were in the locker room at the Port Townsend Y, you heard a man's voice.
I was in the dressing shower room. It's all one room, and that seems to be getting lost. There's a gang shower in a dressing room.
Okay, got it. And what you described was somebody with a penis wearing a women's swimsuit watching little girls taking off their swimsuits to go to the bathroom. Is that what happened?
Not quite.
Okay.
What I heard was a man's voice. What I saw was a person in a women's bathing suit watching little girls. And I could tell that I was looking at a man in a bathing suit. And I essentially said to him to leave. And another Y staff person came up to me. She apparently had been in the room. I hadn't seen her. I asked her to tell him to leave. I was not in any way being hysterical or anything. I was very clear that there was something not right with those little girls who were taking down their suits to use the toilets.
Okay.
And I was told immediately, without a question, without come to my office and I'll explain things to you, nothing. I was told discrimination's not allowed, you're out of the pool forever, and I have called the police. That's what I was told while I was standing in the shower.
A permanent ban from the Y pool that you've been using for 35 years. So what's happened since then? I heard that you're getting a lot of harassment.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if it's a lot of harassment. There was quite an exchange at the October 1st City Council meeting. However,
you mean
it appears
August 1st, I assume.
August 1st.
Yeah.
however, nobody on City Council or on the city staff has contacted me to see what happened, what I saw, what the problem was, nor have they felt there's any need to come together to refine their policies, to get professional training. None of that has come up. But they are going to present to council on the 15th a proclamation, essentially to remind people that they have to be especially courteous, kind, and inclusive to LGBT people.
This is from the mayor, David Faber. I have it in front of me. He cites some bogus. He cites the transgender people were murdered at a record rate in America, but they are murdered far less than non-transgender people. So that's a bogus stat. But what he said is he urges all residents to be respectful, welcoming, and kind, regardless of gender identity. Discrimination and prejudice in any form, especially against transgender people, are unwelcome and have no place in the city of Port Townsend. So this is the mayor. This is the government essentially telling you, Julie, after 80 years on this earth and in this country, telling you that you don't have First Amendment rights, that you can't feel what you felt when you saw somebody that you thought was a man, that you know presents as a man physically, looking at little girls. He's telling you you can't feel what you feel, basically.
From my point of view, it appears that I am not to say out loud what I saw. From all the powers and authorities that are involved in this, that appears to be what I'm being accused of, telling this out loud to the point that the Olympic Peninsula YMCA CEO Wendy Bart and Aaron Hawkins, a public relations person, are now telling the public that they're using incredibly vindictive and mendacious accusations against me with no documentation whatsoever. And my opinion is that this is an abusive use of power with no evidence. And often they seem to reference bathrooms. And bathrooms are not a problem. They have doors on them.
Right.
What the problem is our gang shower room and open dressing area, which has never before had this kind of a cultural arrangement in it.
Well, and the person in question, 18 years old, Y employee, goes by the name Clementine Adams. As of August 8th on Clementine's Facebook page, under basic info, it says interested in women. So I'm trying to figure out in what world does it make sense where an 18-year-old who has male genitalia is watching little girls taking off their swimsuits, which is what you have described that you saw. And I'm trying to figure out in what world does that make sense to people?
This issue about how the Y guards against a ruse or men who are pretending to be women in order to gain access to the women's dressing and showering area, they have no method, as far as I know, of determining that this isn't a fake deal. Everybody, all the patrons that use the pool are checked through some system to see that we have not been convicted of any sexual crimes.
Right.
Everybody is. Staff, everybody. But there apparently is no method to know about people who claim this cross-gender trans arrangement as their belief system. And I don't know how they could possibly check for that.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the question I asked. I asked this at the beginning of my show today. And I'm not accusing Clementine of anything. I have no idea what's in this person's heart or in their mind. But what would stop anybody who has a predilection for little girls and a guy, an adult male, what would stop them from putting on a woman's swimsuit and going into the shower room at the Port Townsend YMCA? I don't understand how this Y policy would protect the little kids who use their facility from the praying eyes of pedophiles. And again, not saying anything about Clementine. I'm just saying anybody, like you just said, could use this policy for their own personal perversions, it would say.
It appears. It appears to be that way. And
so,
nobody's
have
that.
You been getting hate calls, or is everything okay for you?
Mostly my life is full of just an amazing amount of support. And I just would like to say out loud to the whole world, who's ever listening, I am very grateful for all the support and kindness that has come my way. It's quite amazing. And I hope people stick with it in terms of their own city councils and being active in their own communities to sort policies so that everybody is included and safe and keeps their dignity. Everybody.
You know what I just find so wonderful hearing you say that? You probably didn't need this in your life. After 80 years, you probably didn't need to be in the middle of all of this, but you're handling it pretty well, it sounds like.
Well, it wasn't my plan, but, you know, sometimes you just are in the right place at the right time, and here we are.
All right.
And it's not going to be easy. This is very rugged. I believe we're in what's called an interregnum. We're moving as a culture from an older culture in this country into something very, very new, and we haven't arrived yet. So it's very chaotic, and there are going to be lots of problems along the way.
Boy, very well said. Julie, it's great to talk with you again, and we will stay in touch, okay?
Thank you for your call.
Absolutely. Julie Jaman, the Y patron after 35 years at the Y, 80 years old, who lit this match when she called out the person who she says was looking at little girls who are taking off swimsuits to use the bathroom in this wide open shower room. Love to hear your thoughts on all this. Text me, 888-973 Cairo, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.